Welcome to Shul Machshava and the Daf, your sponsor, Louis Nishman, Sam Yakushom, Leah Basitzchok. We're holding at Sanhedrin Daf Ein Ches. In the end of Amud Aleph, the Gemara brings regarding Rabbi Yehuda's Shito, that someone takes a snake and sticks it into his friend's hand, his Chayov. Why? Because Rabbi Yehuda holds the Eres Nochosh Ben Shinov Hu Oimit. The venom of the snake is standing between his teeth. There's a beautiful remez that's brought down in the Vilna Goin on Tikuni Zoyar in Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. And the Sefer, Tshuva Sefer, Yehuda Yale, Chelek Aleph Simen Kufnunei, brings in the name of the Mekubal, Reb Shimshon Master Polyo. So once you have these two Mekoyos, you know it's not just a remez Behalmo, but it's Oymik Lefri Meoymik. And Rav Ruan Margolius quotes the Vilna Goin over here and explains it a little bit. And the remez is like this. We know that in general, the Nochosh represents the Satan, the Koyach Hara. That's the Nochash HaKadmoin. He was the first one who brought the fact that Adam HaRishon did the Chait and brought Misa to the world. And Nochash in general, it represents that Inyan of Koyach HaSara in the world. The other Koyach Hara that we refer to is the Satan, because the Satan is the Sitrach. He's the main Koyach Hara. Who Satan, who Yitzharah, who Malach HaMavis, it's all Koyach HaSara or represented in the Satan. But Chazal taught us, Ein anochosh meimis, ela achet meimis. And the oimik of this yisoid is that with all koyach hasara in the world, the reason why a person does a chet is because himself. Because Boko gives one nisyonis challenges, and he has the ability to overcome the challenges. Every nisyon that a person has is something that he can withstand. And if he doesn't, it's because he didn't stand in the nisoyon. He failed. It's on him. It's now in the nochosh. Ein anochosh meimis, ela achet meimis. And the remez is our gemara. Eres nochosh ben shinov hu oimit. The venom of the nochosh, the power of the nochosh, is between the shino, between the teeth. What does it mean? Look at the word nochosh. The word nochosh is ches in the middle, and around the ches is the nun and a shin. Nun before, shin after. Together, that's Shane, tooth. What's the name Satan? Satan has tes in the middle, and also has a shin and a nun around it. So the Nachash and the Satan represent the bad in the world. They are both have a shin nun around the word, and in the middle of the word, you have a ches by the Nachash and a tes by the Satan. Ein misa beloy chet. The person doesn't die without having a sin. All the Koyach HaSara can't do anything. It depends on the person. So that's why it says, Eris Nochosh Ben Shinov Oimet. The venom of the Nochosh between the two Shinuns, between the Shein, between the two teeth. You have the teeth of Satan, you have the teeth of Nochosh, and between that you have the Chet and Tes to tell you that what causes all the Miso and the punishments, the Tsaris in the world, is the Chet. The ches of Nachash and the tes of Satan. That is the remez and nifla of Shimshon Astropolio and the Vilna Goin, that the word, that in our Gemara, Eres Nachash bin Shinov Oimit. Anyone who wants to join the Shul Machshava email list to WhatsApp group, please email shulmachshava@gmail.com.